Ka'an is accused of being part of a killing campaign during the Khmer Rouge's rule in the late 1970s, but he denies overseeing genocide. He says he was transferred to Kampong Cham province, where some 150,000 died, after the killing took place.
When I arrived, that was finished already, from the bottom up to the highest levels. I focused on reorganizing new villages and communes. I was not involved in anything at all.
Court documents prepared by the Khmer Rouge Tribunal list his alleged crimes: forced labor, inhumane living conditions, unlawful arrest and detention, physical and mental abuse, torture and killing.
At present, I am not fearful of the court, and in the future, when I die, I won't be afraid of Jama either. Not fearful. I am now doing good deeds. I practice religious art. I did not commit killings. But am I afraid of Jama? I'm not afraid.
Im Cham is accused of being responsible for 40,000 deaths. She says the charges are lies.
I turn to worry about those who have made allegations against me. I don't know who did this to me. This is a life and death issues and involves politics. It is wrong as to what I did and my actions. It is clearly different as to earth and the sky.
Ms. Moot, a former Army general, is among those under investigation in the United Nations-backed tribunal's third and fourth cases. He also denies being part of a killing campaign and says the cases are not valid.
The law for the prosecution of Khmer Rouge leaders limits to only the senior leaders and the most responsible leaders. Right now they are already there. If they bring more people, it is beyond the law. And if so, it would cause problems to our society and security.
Mayor Smoot's alleged crimes include sending Khmer Rouge members in his division to death at Tual Slang Prison, known as S-21, a charge he denies. He does admit, though, to some incidents taking place within his ranks.
There could be some which happened when the general staff was called to attend a study. Later, the unit was informed that certain individuals were not allowed to go back. The general staff would then send them to S-21.
Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen says he does not want more Khmer Rouge tribunal cases, charging they could destabilize national security. But the tribunal staff are under international pressure to find justice for the victims many years ago. For producer Kamara Sok, Wayne Bowman, VOA News.